Hello, and welcome to the Maya Glitters Show. My name is Maya Glitters, and I'm a kidpreneur, presenter, fashion blogger, kid fashionista, content creator, and now podcast host. I run my own business called Maya Star, which is a fashion blog for children that want to stay stylish and on trend. Don't forget to share this podcast with all your family and friends. Stay tuned! Hi everyone, it's Maya Glitters here, and today I'm going to be interviewing the CEO and founder of Black Girl Motivation.
So, for the viewers, what is Black Girl Motivation? How would you sum it up?
I see it as a platform to inspire, inform, and elevate young black girls primarily, but anyone who wants to join and wants to see what I'm posting.
Okay. So why did you start?
I started because I was talking to the young girls in my family, nieces and young cousins, and about their life, about school and things they were up to. And it seemed like to me they were experiencing just little, what we call microaggressions. Do you know what that is?
No.
Things said to them that were not nice, and probably questioning how they look or their hair or some of their features, or sometimes I'd have a sarcastic teacher who wasn't nice but thought they were too young to understand. And it was things, you know, little things like that was a little bit upsetting. I could see they were upset, and I didn't want them to lose their confidence, because they're all really smart girls and they've really got lots, like yourself, and I didn't want them to lose confidence. So that's why I started it. But it started up as a family WhatsApp group. I used to send them, it's a girls' WhatsApp within the family, and I used to send them little motivational messages or pictures and things. And then one day I had the idea, actually, you know, what other girls could benefit from this? So I started the Instagram page.
Yeah, I think that's really kind of important to inspire others.
Definitely, 100%. And because I got a really good reaction from the girls in my family, which is why I thought other girls could benefit from it.
Yeah, definitely. So ultimately, what are you aiming for, or what do you really want to achieve?
I literally just want everyone who's a follower or looking at what I'm doing to learn something new, or to feel inspired to do something new, or just to feel like a little bit more confident about who they are and what their culture is. I try to cover lots of different things, I just want them to enjoy what I'm offering, but hopefully feeling a little bit more inspired or a little bit more confident from what they're reading.
Yeah, that's really important.
Definitely.
So far, through your Instagram and your WhatsApp, what are you most proud of what you've done, done?
Just some of the feedback I get is really, really good. Some of the followers come back and say it's really good. They really feel that I'm doing a good job. So that feels motivating for me, because it then feels like my message is getting out there, and the reasons why I set it up is happening, they are young people getting the benefit from it. So I'm really proud of that. Sometimes I'm really proud of seeking out, because most of the artwork on my Instagram, it's not my own. I sought out Instagram artists, and I'm really proud. Proud that I had the confidence to go out and ask these artists, can I use their work? And that's really good as well. Yeah.
So personal achievements, and also just what other people have thought of it. Because from the content I've seen, it's really uplifting. It definitely motivates me as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And it makes me just want to keep going, because then you can see other role models have done this, have done that, and you're like, well, if they've done it, then I can do it.
That's exactly, it's exactly why I do it. So you can see on the page, I definitely like to profile women who have done really well in their careers, might be unusual careers or just really challenging careers. And I think that's really motivating to see role models and people doing things that absolutely that's going to give you, not, you know, everyone, the motivation to go on and strive and do something that could be difficult, but definitely there's something they could achieve.
Yeah. So who or what do you look up to? Is there anyone in specific who you think, oh my gosh, they've done something really amazing? Or maybe it's another organisation similar to yours who's doing something really inspiring. Who do you look to and think, oh my gosh, they're doing something amazing?
Wow, that's a hard question because there's so many people, especially since doing and expanding out on the Instagram. There's so many people that I come across that I hadn't heard of before. So I couldn't really say any one person. There's so many brilliant Black women out there in the world doing so many things. Some are doing their work today, but some have passed away, but they're from, you know, before, maybe 50 years ago, even 100 years ago. Yeah. So it's hard for me to say. I just think it's just a cumulative collection of all those great women that I really admire. And it's taken a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of motivation from each one of them. So I don't think it'd be fair to have any one person. I think it's too hard anyway.
I totally agree because I've come across people purely from online. Then I did a bit more research into them and I found out they're really inspiring that I never knew about before. And it's just so amazing how you can find out about so many different people just through, for example, social media or through Googling. It's so incredible that these days you can find out so much.
I really 100% agree with you. So, for example, I did some posts on Black women in the opera and I hadn't even thought about that before, Black women in opera. And I didn't know any Black... Well, there's one, there's Jessie Norman, who's a very famous... She's passed away now. I think she passed away a couple of years ago. She's a very famous American opera singer. But apart from her, I hadn't heard of any others. And then when I did a little bit of research, I found, you know, two Black opera singers who are Black British who are working today, who are doing really well, have amazing careers.
Wow.
And I hadn't known about those women until I did a bit of research on it. So I'm learning things as I'm doing what I'm doing on the Instagram. I'm learning things as well. So it's quite exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool when you find out about someone and you didn't know and then you do a bit of research and they're actually really making a difference or really making
exactly,
change.
Yeah, and that's why I like what I'm doing. It's finding out new things.
Yeah. So what can people expect from you in the future? So what are you going to do in the future of Black Girl Motivation?
Well, I want to expand what I'm doing and the platform that I'm on. I love, obviously, it started as a family WhatsApp, moved on to Instagram, but I want to widen it out and set up a website and maybe start a podcast. Definitely one of the things.
That'd be
really
cool.
And start interviewing people, a bit like you. So you're an inspiration for me. So I want to expand it really so that I get a wider audience and really put out some really positive messages out there, because there's a lot of negative things that we can see in the news, we all know that, but there's also so much positive things happening, and I think it's really important we balance some of the negative news or difficult news with positivity. So definitely looking to expand what I'm doing onto different platforms.
I think it's really incredible how you started with just a family WhatsApp group, then you've become an Instagram account so that more and more people can kind of know about it and find inspiration. If you start a podcast, I'm definitely listening.
I'd want you as a guest. Because I saw what you were doing, that's amazing. The fact you've already got a podcast, you beat me to it. I think we just need more young girls like you, and starting so young, doing all these great, amazing things, inspiring your peers to do more as well. It's fantastic. And we really got to teach each other and support each other. I think that's really important. It's about support and backing each other up as we all try these different things. Some of them are new, some of them we're learning as we go along. But if we sort of start a really positive community, I think it can only get bigger and better.
Yeah, I totally agree. So what other ideas do you have, like Black Girl Motivation, or are you probably just going to expand?
Like I said, I want to set up a website, start a podcast. Those are my goals. Find new artists to work with. One of my ideas is to maybe find some artists that are brand new, maybe they're students currently, and that would be good. And just finding new things to post about, like new poetry or new people that I haven't heard of. That's the goal, is to find stuff that perhaps we haven't heard of, or maybe only some people know about, maybe older people, but there's young people coming along who don't know some of their history and I want to sort of share yeah. that with them. So yeah, there's so many things. I mean, some of the posts I do,
yeah.
I'm talking about history from thousands of years ago, going back to Egyptian yeah. times. So you know, there's literally thousands of years of information that I can share with yeah. the world.
I think that's really important as well, because you're not always going to know about people, but it's just exposing different people to different types of people, making them known if they're successful. I think that's really, really important.
Absolutely. And what I'm hoping that when people see, you know, a post I find quite interested, they go off and then do more research on their own and find out even yeah. more. So they don't just stop with what yeah. I've posted. They go look into an avenue that they find interesting and explore it further. Yeah. So that's my goal anyway, and that's my hope. So yeah, if it yeah. affects even just one or two lives, then that's a job done for me. So yeah.
Yeah, so at the moment it's an Instagram. How often are you posting? Like, is it every day, a couple of times a day?
I tend to post once a day. I do three yeah. posts, like once a day I'll do three posts. It was more when I first okay. started, but then it got a little bit too much. I will do three different posts once a day. If I do any extra, it will be because I've seen something in the news or seen something happen in the world and I want to post about yeah. it, but that's less often. But usually it's just once a day.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same with my account, because normally what I tend to do is I actually schedule my posts for the week on, for example, a weekend. Okay. And I schedule them for the following 5, 6, or 7 days. And then if I have any additional information, for example, maybe an event coming up or news in my style, the business, then I tend to post on yeah. that day. But other than that, I normally just schedule.
Yeah, yeah. So, I like to work 2 or 3 days ahead. So I know, yeah. like today, what I want to post tomorrow, you know, and I try to work yeah. ahead so that I've never not post. And some of the posts yeah. do take a long time to come up with anything involving history, which I tend to do over maybe 6 posts. I'll do like 6 individual posts. They take longer to come up with. So I need to work ahead so there's no gaps in the post.
Yeah. So do you do more detailed captions? So like, maybe a bit more of the story behind it, or not really? Yeah,
it depends on the post. So like some posts I go into a lot of detail and it's a lot more writing yeah. involved, and that's where the history ones come in.
Yeah.
And then some posts is just like yeah. a caption. It could be just an inspirational quote from someone. But so like I like to quote Toni Morrison a lot. You know, she's okay. a writer, amazing award-winning writer who's passed away now, but she's got so many amazing insights and inspirational quotes that are always so yeah. good that I quite often feature her on in the post, because she's so good, she's so yeah. amazing, and she inspires me a lot. Actually, she was a very yeah. wise woman, very knowledgeable about life and the things, you know, about people and women and civil rights and so forth, and I like to quote her quite often. She'll appear quite often in my posts.
So mostly like motivational quotes, unless it's Black History.
Yeah, I do motivational quotes. I like to post poetry. So I do a lot of research into poetry, and any poetry that I find that I like for myself, mm-hmm. I'll post some poetry, as long as it's not too long. So it fits within yeah. the post. Or just simple affirmations. So just, you know, yeah. something like, maybe something about our hair, because our hair is unique and very versatile. Yeah. And I'll post something about just saying how brilliant our hair is with a really great quote and a fantastic piece of artwork to reflect that.
Yeah.
So it all depends. I try to mix it up and do different things.
Yeah. So your account must be bursting with creativity. Oh,
yeah. That's a bit I like, actually, because my day job isn't very creative. So all the creativity yeah. that I have is in me comes out in my Instagram account.
Yeah, I really enjoy content creation as well. I think that if you really experiment and really get to know creating content and social posts and all that sort of thing, it can get really enjoyable and you can really just try different things.
Oh, definitely. And what I like is getting feedback from yeah. the followers, and yeah. you know, they'll let me know which ones they like the most, and then I'll try to yeah. give them more of that. But that's yeah. the best thing,
is getting that's your thinking.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So what made you start your business? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So it all started when I was searching for a hair accessory which I liked, which not many people were wearing, because I like to kind of stand out a bit more and wear something a bit different, because I'd always been into kind of different things, like pom-poms, for example. That's what I'm doing at the moment. So I thought, why not do some of my own? And I sourced a couple and put them on my website, and since then it's just been growing. But because I'm into the content creation side of it, so like I do a blog, I have a fashion blog on my actual website, I'm thinking of maybe diversifying more to the towards the blog rather than the actual
okay
products.
Yeah,
but it all depends. Yeah, it's just because I prefer the blogging and the content creation.
I think it's great when you're doing something that you really enjoy, and you're gonna veer towards what you really enjoy doing. So if that's the bit you enjoy doing, yeah, absolutely go for it. That sounds amazing. You're doing a really good job.
Thank you. So is lockdown affecting Black Girl Motivation or not really, because it kind of lives online?
It's not affecting. If anything, I would say it's helped. It's helped because
more people
are looking online, you know, they're home and they're bored. It also, I've got more time because I've got more time available because I'm not commuting to work. So that gives me a little bit more time.
Working
from home. So it gives me a little bit more time to come up with the post. So yeah, if anything, it's actually helped, believe it or not. I didn't think anything positive could come out of lockdown, but yeah, that's been a positive thing.
So more about you, what are you struggling with most during lockdown?
It's just not seeing my friends and family. So the young girls I told you about in my family that inspired me,
yeah,
I haven't seen them since March. So although we do talk on the phone and we still WhatsApp each other, haven't seen them.
It's just not the same.
So that's the main thing, really. It's just missing out and being with as a family together, all the girls together. So that's the hardest bit. But you know, it's the bands are sort of easing up, so hopefully soon we'll get together. Yeah. What have you found the hardest thing?
Me, probably not seeing people in person again, because I'm so used to. Either socially distancing, just talking on the phone or FaceTime. I think that when I actually do get to see people in person and that sort of thing, it'll just feel so weird and so unusual. I'll just You know?
Yeah, I agree.
So, have you got any top tips for children who want to actually inspire and reach others? Because that's what you're doing online. What tips would you give to children?
I think similar to what you've done is to really have really great creative content and just get it out there and post and talk to your followers. And hopefully you'll build a following and keep it positive. Yeah. You don't need to be, you know, that's amazing. Just keep it positive. Like I said, there's so many real life things happening that are negative that we do have to deal with. So let's keep it positive in terms of how we communicate with each other and keep those posts creative. Respond to what people are asking for. Respond to the positive feedback you're getting. Definitely, I'd say. Is a way. And get in touch with other creators, you know, on those platforms. So as a young person, if you find it exactly, you know, and then that creates another community. So you've got like this content creators community who have a joint interest in communicating and creating a wider audience. And that goes back to that community I talked about working together and that unity. I think that's really important.
Yeah, so do I. Because definitely if you're building relationships with other people who are doing similar things to you, then they might in turn spread your messages or spread your positivity even further. So
exactly,
different ways to
build. Yeah, because I've had a lot of other Instagram accounts showcase my page with their followers, and I do the same vice versa, which is so I think it's really important to do that and like I said, work together to, because we all got these really great messages. There's no need to be competitive about it. We all just should share information, and because it's always something new to learn from someone else.
Yeah, That's really important. So now to kind of sort of finish off this chat, I've got a couple of quick fire questions.
Ooh,
so
okay.
it's a bit like this, that just answer whichever one applies to you most.
Okay.
Spotted or zigzags?
Ooh, zigzags.
Novels or non-fiction?
Non-fiction.
Same. Headphones or earbuds?
Oh, earbuds.
Sunrises or sunsets?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think sunrise.
Notebooks or scrapbooks?
Oh, notebooks. I'm a notebook fiend. I love a good notebook.
Yeah, same. I'm obsessed with stationery.
Oh, so am I.
Bagels or cereal?
Oh, bagels. I had one today.
Glitter or gems?
Glitter.
And finally, pom-pom keyrings or the pom-pom hairbands?
Ooh, I think pom-pom keyring.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Thank
like
you
those.
So much.
No, thank
you.
Thank
you so much for letting me interview you. It's been really
you.
Enjoyable and I found out a lot.
Thanks. Thank you for asking. This has been great for me too, my first podcast.
You're welcome. Bye. Well,
good luck. Bye.